From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Thousands flee Syria and head toward Turkish border. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo Friday, headed toward Turkey as Russia intensified its aerial bombardment in northern Syria against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. A charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point and it was not clear if any would be allowed to enter. The charity said it is setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. Turkey, which has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since the civil war began nearly 5 years ago, said that thousands more are currently on the way toward its border. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's airstrikes in Syria are undermining efforts to find a non-military solution to the conflict.
What you have seen is that the intense Russian airstrikes, mainly targeting opposition groups in Syria, is undermining the efforts to find a political solution to the conflict. Moreover, the increased Russian presence, air activity in Syria, is also causing increased tensions and violations of Turkish airspace.
The Russian-backed assaults were in part responsible for derailing peace talks in Geneva earlier this week, with Syrian government officials walking away from the talks after claiming that they had ended the rebel siege of two Shiite villages in Aleppo, handing President Bashar al-Assad's government a major victory. This is VOA News.